So, wonderful good morning, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Lounge members, Jack World exhibitors, and visitors. We are live here on LinkedIn, YouTube, and welcome to our warm-up session of Jack World, which is around the corner, and we are all excited to be part of this mega show, and this year will be really a record-breaking show, which I'm constantly saying since the lockdown has been lifted, and we're happy to meet all in person again. So I got a nice lineup today. First and foremost, we will have the CEO of the Jack Group, Eric Pierjean, with us. He will tell you what's going on, what's new this year, and run you through in a global perspective of Jack World. Then we have Roberto Frassine from the UCL with us, the European Composites International Associations. As you know, we are members of the ECCA, the European Composite Circular Alliance. So we will talk about that. What's the latest status on that one? Yeah, I'm just walking through the road that I'm seeing below here in the backstage. Backstage, we have also Gabriele and Tommaso from Moi Composites. They have a groundbreaking innovation. And in partnership with Belotti, they are at Jack World as well. So we will be talking about their innovation right now. Then we have our lady, first lady today of two, Hannah from PRF. She's the marketing director. And we will talk about mass production of the composite materials. Yeah, later on, then we have, not later on, actually, he's the second in the row, Composites UK, Malcolm Fawcett. He's the sustainability manager. And let's talk about sustainability and their stage presence on Jack World. Alexander, my friend from Geilenkirchen, Germany, JHT, he's producing prepreg lines. So we will be diving slightly into the semi-finished production part of composites. And finally, our friend Chris Skinner, this is the one of the most supportive key figures of our industry. Thank you, Chris, for taking your time off your busy schedule just before Jack World. And we will talk with the inventor of fiberglass about Sustaina, their recycling and circularity solutions. So just after this short trailer on Jack World and very uplifting trailer, I will present you the CEO of Jack World, Eric Pierjean. I'm really honored to have you on my show today.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
So, Eric, this was really an uplifting video, and I particularly intended to show this deliberately today so that part of our communities may not be so knowledgeable about composites. They may even not know our community work that we are doing here, and this trailer really brings together the brightest minds, the most influential minds. So many knowledgeable or known people are in this video. So that was a fantastic work. How long does it take to make such a video?
Well, good morning, first of all, and hello to everyone watching this this video podcast. I mean, this video, you know, is based on all the recordings we do on the show floor, visiting all the booths, but also with all the Agora sessions, the presentations, the keynotes, and so on. So we produce, in fact, a lot of content, a lot of video content, not only for this trailer for to prepare the next year, but also to feed our web TV, which is a way to replay all the sessions and to see what has been said in all the presentations. So even if you if you are at Jack World and you don't have and we know it's a very busy time during the show. So if you've not been able to attend all the sessions, you can watch them again on the web TV.
Absolutely. You have this very accessible format, the web TV. And but before we dive, Eric, with you into the what's new on Jack World, how do you feel? How do you... I mean, now they call it crunch time, right? You have only 2 weeks now to this mega show. How does a CEO, group CEO, feel in this times?
Well, of course, the team is really full steam on preparing the show. It's becoming also very operational with some members of our team going to the venue as of next week, preparing the first work to build the booth, to build the show, and to make it possible. So it's really a peak time in our year. Of course, we do it every year, but every year has its a list of surprises, of new ideas, of new things to be set up at the show for the benefit of the participant experience. Our motivation is really to make sure that for exhibitors, for visitors, for experts, for academics, we create the best platform we can deliver for the industry.
So say that, dear community, in midst of this last minute stress, Ilkay comes to the idea to conduct LinkedIn live streams to warm up Jack World. So thank you so much, Eric, for being available not only today, but we will do a German spoken one also on Thursday. So dear community, if you're from Germany, Austria, Switzerland, or any other country that speaks German, or you are a German worldwide, please join us, excuse me, also on Thursday. And Eric will be also speaking in German on Thursday, where we will be having Composites United with us, AVK with us, the German associations, and so on. So, Eric, Jack World 2026. For me now, it's the 17th time I'm going there, and I'm really blessed that every year there's something new. So, let's raise the temperature and the heat towards Jack World 2026. What's new? What would you want to highlight? I mean, there's so much stuff, but I'm sure you have some highlights with you.
Well, I think what's new, first of all, is an extended number of exhibitors and also some new exhibitors. We have almost 200 new exhibitors this year compared to the previous year. There is also an opportunity there to see all the great achievements that we have identified and all the parts and the products that are presented on the planets, but also the candidates for the Innovation Awards, the finalists, of course. You will discover also many startups. Not only our 20 finalists who are going to look for the recognition of winning the Startup Booster program, but also additional startups in the startup village, and there are more than 70 startups on the show floor. So a lot of innovations from the exhibitor side, new technologies, new products, new machines also. And I think we're going to talk about some innovation also in manufacturing processes. There are also some initiatives we have taken this year, for example, to highlight the circularity solutions. Roberto from UCIA will certainly talk about the ECA initiative, which, by the way, has been introduced last year at Jack World. And the world circularity and the trend to a more circular industry is becoming a reality. on many presentations, on many booths. We also wanted to highlight smaller companies into a circularity village, to see that from large companies, and Owens Corning is one of them, and we're going to talk about Sustainer. From large companies up to smaller companies, there is a great movement of the industry towards more circularity and more sustainable solutions.
So, Eric, this is fantastic news. You got even more exhibitors, more things to see. So what would be your recommendation to a visitor? By the way, today's and Thursday's live stream, this is more about now our audience and the visitors. Please come to the show floor, join our communities, and this is to navigate you through, because you know the essential expositions and the exhibitors, they are now fixed, it's finalized. Now the booth setup is starting. Now we focus on you as a visitor, as our community visitor. Eric, what would be the most sensible first step to do?
I would say prepare your visit, because you have to prepare it in advance. Of course, to identify the exhibitors you want to visit, the contacts you want to get on site, but also the content. You said that the exhibitors list is finalized, and we know who are going to be the 1,400 companies on the show floor. But you also have the content program, which is finalized, so you can mix the booth visit, the exhibitors visit, as well as the content sessions. So prepare it. Make sure you can leverage all the tools that are available to make your visit more efficient, because 3 days, the 3 days are going to be very intense, full of opportunities. So if you do not prepare it in advance, you will miss a lot. And finally, you can also leave a bit of time for serendipity and for discovering things in the halls.
Absolutely. This is the beauty of an exhibition show like this, is not only one to many, the conferences, but it's many to many, the accidental encounters, yeah, when people come together. And I have hundreds of examples where an encounter on a show floor led later on to a long-term business. So please make use of that. And like Eric said, take also your time to enjoy. I mean, enjoy the villages, enjoy the innovation stages. Okay, we have to move fast. And Eric, you have a Country on Stage program. Just shortly, what is the Country on Stage program, and who is the Country on Stage this year?
Well, each year we develop this program to highlight countries that are, or regions that are growing and that are offering more opportunities for the composite industry. And this year it will be a very special one. It's Saudi Arabia. We did the first JEC Forum talks last year in Saudi Arabia, and we are going this year to have in 26 a JEC Forum in Middle East in Saudi Arabia. But at JEC World, on the global stage, we will give the opportunity to know more about this country, about the development there, of the industry, of the end user market. And I think it's an area where growth is expected, is already taking place significantly, and it's a great opportunity to know more about this market and maybe to prepare a visit to the next JEC Forum in the Middle East.
Yes, so it's you did already the JEC talks in Saudi, and now the JEC Forum, which is this matchmaking business meetings type. So it's an entirely different format, and I would recommend everyone who has an interest in the Middle East join JEC Forum Saudi, and begin from there. So many visitors have tight schedules, Eric. So what would you say if someone has only a half a day or 1 day to spend on JEC? What would you recommend this person? Which day In which stage?
Sides. If you're in the business of composites, of course, you will meet either your customers or your suppliers. And of course, plan it in advance. And I'm sure also you are already in connection with your partners. If you're not from the composite industry, if you're more from the end user community, I think it will be about inspiration, because the show is not only the trade show of the industry, it's also the festival of composites. It's about showing what composite can offer to so many industries. In the trailer, you have seen it goes from aerospace up to oil and gas to renewable energies, to sporting goods, and so on. So in that case, I would recommend to have a look, open your eyes, and see everything that composite can offer to you as an end user of these new materials.
Absolutely. So, Eric, I will come back to you in during this hour, dear community. We have approximately an hour, probably a little more. Let me just show you, please, everyone, prepare yourself. So that everyone has been on the stage. So we got Roberto here, we got Gabriele, we got Hannah, we got Tommaso here, then Malcolm, who is my next guest, Alexander, Chris, and Astrid has joined us also now from Germany. So three times Germany now. So we are getting close now. And Italy, we got three, Germany, three. So truly international one here. Good. So let's continue just after this very, very short break with Malcolm. Malcolm.
Good morning.
Good morning. We had a podcast together at the General Assembly on the 4th of December in Brussels. Wow, my God, what an amazing sustainability podcast we had. So thank you one more time for explaining sustainability in and out from all the angles. And our community was really thriving on this. They were really, that was hitting records, yeah? The one prior to you with Julia was also a fantastic one. After Julia, and now the sustainability one with you. I don't know how we can top this, actually. Yeah, so I'm really struggling with that. But I'm happy you are here today, because let's talk about your Jack World entrance. You have a panel.
I do.
I think it resulted actually from the ECCA, if I'm not mistaken. But explain our community, what's going on? What will you present at the stage? What is it about? Who are your guests? What's the purpose? And who should join this stage presentation?
Okay, no, I'm very happy to talk about it. It's always a privilege to be asked to moderate a forum at JEC World. We have the chance to hear from real experts on the subject that's been discussed. So on Wednesday, the 11th of March, between 12 and 1 o'clock in Agora 5, I'll be moderating a forum session entitled Closing the Loop with Circular Composite Materials. And the panel brings in expertise from across the value chain and from around the world. So it's made up of Rajesh Balakrishnan, who's the CEO of Aditya Birla Group, who make a recyclable epoxy resin. Alejandro Bueno, who is the innovation project manager at OP Mobility, who are looking at how they can use new materials, closed-loop materials, particularly in automotive applications. David Burge from Veolia is joining us. Waste managers have a critical role to play in creating circular value chains. So he's going to be bringing the waste manager's perspective. What are the challenges? What are the things that we need to solve to have a commercial circular composites value chain? Roberto Frassine, who's on this podcast as well, he's going to be joining us to help us understand more of the regulatory landscape and how we can work alongside the political bodies to get their support. And then Sam Staincliffe, who's the CEO and founder of Uplift 360, who are an innovative recycling company developing processes to recover high-value materials from composite waste streams. So that's the panel. And so we're going to be really just discussing how do we create a commercial value chain with circular composite materials. Because for me, this is one of the biggest long-term challenges for the composites industry. We need to move from a linear value chain to a circular one to have a truly sustainable industry in the long term, one that's sustainable environmentally, one that's sustainable economically, and one that's sustainable socially. We need to be circular. So that's the focus of the session. And I really hope that we'll have a big audience to come along and hear from these experts in this field.
Yeah, I would encourage the audience to specifically watch you guys, listen to you guys, because I'm sure you will really make, also with Roberto being in your panel, that comes really handy, will also give an overview of what ECHA achieved so far, I guess.
Yes. Yeah,
a very short summary on that. So that's cool. That's clear. Now, Malcolm, I have invited you also as a representative of Composites UK Trade Association.
Yep.
Now, you have also a big booth at Jack World, a very large booth that is a pavilion, and you have some of your members there. I'm not sure whether it's limited to members or it's primarily members. Can you run us through your pavilion also explain us what does it say about the UK composites ecosystem?
Yeah, sure. I'm very happy to talk about that. Yes, we Composites UK runs the UK pavilion at Jack World. You'll find it in Hall 6 on stand S62 and T62. This year we have 24 companies from the UK taking a small, what we call a pod stand or a corner stand, and it gives those companies an opportunity to be present at the biggest composites exhibition event in the world. So we see it as a really important thing we can do for the UK industry. Most of the people on the stand are members, but not all. And we use it as a way of encouraging particularly SMEs to be able to demonstrate and show the wider composites industry what they can offer, what they can bring. And we've got companies who are right across the value chain. So we've got some raw material suppliers and fiber suppliers. We've got some converters who are taking those raw materials and making innovative composite parts. We have some recyclers. I mentioned Uplift 360. They have a stand on our pavilion. We've got some of our research and technology organizations in the UK, like the NCC and Brunel Composite Centre and the National Physics Laboratory, having a stand to show the services, the research and development services that they can offer. And then a number of service and equipment providers to the composites industry who are providing, you know, key pieces of equipment to allow our members to make composite products. So really a very wide range of players in the composites value chain. And we want to demonstrate that the UK composites ecosystem is very much alive and well and strong and growing. And it's very exciting that this is the biggest pavilion we've ever had. And I think there are more UK companies exhibiting at Jack World this year than ever before. So, you know, the UK composites ecosystem, as I said, is healthy and well, it's growing, and it has a very international outlook. It's looking for international partners, customers, suppliers, and other partners. So I would really encourage all the listeners to this podcast, and you come to our pavilion. You'll always get a warm welcome. You'll get a good cup of coffee. We can offer you a seat. And if you come on Wednesday afternoon at around 4 o'clock, we have our drinks reception. So we can offer you also some food and some wine and some beer at the end of a long day at the show. It's a chance to relax and chat and be refreshed. So, you know, that's how I would see the UK presence at the show this year. It's strong, it's growing. And we see that as a very positive thing.
So that's very considerate of you, and thank you for inviting the community to your reception drink. So that is on Wednesday afternoon, right?
Wednesday afternoon. At 4 o'clock. Yeah, 4 till about 6 o'clock.
Make your way to Composites UK. Final question. Your pavilion has some 24, I think, was the
yes,
number.
Yes, 24 companies exhibited.
24. So compare that with the total amount of UK exhibitors of Jack World. I mean, you are a portion of it, right?
Yes, that's right. I mean, I don't know the exact number, actually, but my guess is it must be well up to 100, if not more.
Yeah, UK companies exhibiting.
Yeah. So, you know, we have that. And obviously, there are several very large companies who have their own booths. But we provide a set of service, particularly for the SMEs, and give them the opportunity to have a presence at Jack World in a cost-effective way. That's the service that we bring. I was just going to say something as well about the forum session. Everyone has a role to play in circularity. So what I would encourage people is come. It's lunchtime. Mm-hmm. So we offer you not just great content, but you can have a seat. You can sit down and listen. You can learn a lot. And then you get the chance to meet the speakers afterwards as well. So, you know, come and have a break in the middle of the day. Have some, you know, bring your lunch with you or just bring a coffee. Sit down, listen, learn, meet the speakers, and then get some energy for, you know, for the rest of Wednesday. And everybody has a part to play in circularity, and particularly in using more recycled materials. That would be the thing we'd really encourage all the listeners to be thinking about: where can I use more recycled material in my products? Because that's what we need to create a commercial circular value chain. We need demand. We need that pool of people wanting to use more recycled materials. So that's my call to the community. Come to the forum, start using recycled materials. Come to the UK Pavilion as well. You'll always be welcome there.
I love the energy, Malcolm. Love the energy. I could speak with you on and on, but we have to carry on now.
You have a full program.
Full program. You will leave us after the engagement tours. I'm saying already now goodbye to you. Looking forward, and we will meet you at your stage presence and at the drink reception. Okay, thank you, Malcolm.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Right, so we have next in line our first lady of today, and that is Astrid. Astrid from Bayern Innovativ, but I have to change now the logo here to Bayern International. So, Astrid, thanks for joining us so short notice. I really appreciate that. You know, I am from Bavaria, the northern part of Bavaria. Actually, we are Franconians here, so we are rolling the R. Maybe you can hear that. Astrid, are you from Bavaria and Franconia as well, or?
Well, I live here in Bavaria and I work here, but actually I'm a German from Romania. So I changed from Romania to Bavaria, and I'm very happy here.
Okay, wonderful. So Astrid, we are seeing now you are from Bayern Innovativ, but the logo says Bayern International, because Bayern International is conducting that pavilion on Jack World 2026. So it's like a home run. And particularly, you are from the cluster in German called Neue Werkstoffe, which translates into new materials. Yeah, and new materials is obviously community, not only composites. But as a composite sector, we are always looking also for complementary technologies, new other materials, which makes sense then, to have such formats also at Jack World. Can you explain us the Bayern Innovativ, your cluster Neue Werkstoffe, before we move to Bayern International?
Sure, I can. I've prepared a little presentation. I don't know if you can share that.
Yes.
I'll try to run you through. It will be very short. We have a slogan with Bayern Innovative, which is called Living Innovation, because we try to help companies and research institutions to get innovations done. So we bring them together, we connect them, just to give you an idea. I hope you can see my second slide now. We were founded in 1995. You can see we have around 300 plus employees. We are also supported by the Bavarian Ministry of Economic Affairs, Regional Development and Energy. We are organized in innovation networks and in innovation services. That means we have, if you look to the innovation networks, we are in different areas. We look into the health sector, we look into mobility, also in energy and construction. My part is the materials. We have a production network and digitization. Also security is new with us. We also have the creatives in our house to support creative people, but we have also innovation services like funding, consulting, project sponsor, patents, innovation management, transformation, Europe and international. And if we go further, I'm part of the materials team, but we work very close with the Europe and international team in order to be able to act also internationally and to bring our customers and our clients, which we have, to international platforms. And that's why I will be at the check with Bayern International. And the customer, the client is in the focus of us, and we are connected to each other independent where we are organized in our company. If you look to the advanced materials, we do all the different type of materials like glass, ceramics, metals, textiles, whatever you can imagine, it's all part of our team. And we take care about all the technologies, but also the manufacturing technologies and all what belongs to it, like sustainability, digitization, and so on. If you look further, we are organized in class. We have a big ThinkNet in Bavaria, like universities, non-university research institutions, transfer centers, business incubators, and so on. How our offers in the network materials are right now, the cluster new materials, where all materials belong to, the network for textile innovation, additive manufacturing, and glass. And if you look here, you see the strategy of us. Our main theme here is the technological sovereignty. You know, we need to make sure that we have the materials available, which we need. Deep tech, high tech, and mid tech. And additive manufacturing, advanced materials, and sustainable and circular materials. And if we look, have a look at the jack, the lightweight construction and high performance materials belong there. And there we have also a focus on. And now I want to give you a short overview of the cluster new materials. Here you can see our cluster partners and also some cluster partners which have a connection to composites. You see, we have research institutions, sometimes small and big size companies, but also startups. Here you can see with the circle, the ones which take care of composites. How do we work? We have strategy consulting, events, networking activities, knowledge transfer, and project support. And here at the CEC, we are together with Bayern International. Bayern International has the joint booth. We are in Hall 5 at booth F86. And you can find me there as well. And I'm happy to see you and get in touch with you.
So thanks, Astrid, for this introduction. Now it's very clear to me. I am a Bayern Innovative member, but it seems I'm very too passive. I need to get more active with Bayern Innovative soon. I will need to check my papers there. Astrid, how many members you have on your pavilion, Bayern International? Do you know on top of your head?
I think it's 10. 10.
10 companies, yeah.
Okay. Coming from different directions, like precision binding and finishing systems or machine. Also on high temperature materials, an institute and so on. So different interesting companies and research institutions you can connect with. We are a Bavarian pavilion, but we don't want to cook into our own soup. We want to spread the fingers out and see who else is on the fair, on the jack, to connect people from outside our Bavarian place with the rest of the world and do innovation. That's our main theme and our wish. To connect.
And innovation is a good point, because one of your exhibitors on your booth, FipClick, has an innovation award by Jack World. So it's a startup, young company. Greetings to Isa Taflan at this stage. And I will be interviewing you, then Sieglinde Sauter and Isa at Bayern International Community. Come and join us and watch us doing live acts here. Thank you, Astrid, for your presentation. Anything else you want to add?
Thank you for the invitation to this spot now and today. And thank you for being able to be here.
You're welcome. We will see you at Jack World. All right, community, now it's the time for a short look at our comments here. So let me greet Riccardo Ampolini. He says, hi, everybody. Hi, Riccardo. Thanks for joining us. Then the Rebar Council, is that CET or GMT? CET, Central European Time. Then we have Herbert. Hello, Astrid, he says. Oh, Herbert is one of our most loyal viewers, and he knows, of course, Astrid. Okay, there was also Herbert in the front. Then we got the LinkedIn user saying hi together. Bernhard Gruber, thanks. He's from Isovolta for watching our live today. Armin, hello together. Thanks, Armin. So, yeah, please continue to write your comments and questions. We have, a little more time to answer all your questions. Malcolm will now obviously say goodbye for you guys. And we will continue now with Chris Skinner, if I'm correct here, with my runoff show. Chris, prepare for the stage.
Woohoo!
Ooh, now he is here from Brussels, the innovator of fiberglass and a bestseller author. Chris.
What,
do you have any ambitions to become a book author now?
No. Well, how many copies have you bought, Ikai? That's the question, right?
So. my 50 pieces book purchase is over there. Tell us about your new achievement very shortly. I saw it yesterday.
For me, it's a tremendous thing. I mean, Ignaz van der Post at Leuven decided to put together this book. I mean, and he's got, I think there's, I don't know, 20, 30 authors that have written chapters. It is a tremendous undertaking. So, I mean, it was great to actually write the history of fiberglass. So actually having to go back to the old archives of Owens Corning and dig things out to actually kind of write the story in a pretty kind of concise manner. But what I would say is, I think if you're interested in composites, buy this book, because there's everything in it. It's really a tremendous piece of work.
Yes, absolutely. Maybe we'll write later on in the comments the last post you made on this book and where people can get it. And I want, please, your dedicated signature on this book.
My pleasure. I'll give it to you at JC.
Super. I saw it's very, very large, yeah, very big. Okay, Chris, so strategic marketing and R&D. You are really a huge supporter of this composites industry. Thank you one more time, heartfelt one more time. Wherever I go, somehow we meet, yeah, whether it be the Czech forums, the Czech worlds, the UCR meetings, yeah, and it's always great also to hear your stories. Fantastic. And now I saw that you will be on a stage as well at Czech World.
And
I leave it to you because that's a fantastic one, the woman in composites.
Yeah, I mean, we have a pretty full agenda at JC. So, I mean, I was just looking at the list. Tuesday, our team's speaking on sustainability on Agora 5. We've got a panel speaking about construction on Agora 6. We have our cocktail hour, our famous cocktail hour, starting at 3 o'clock on the Owens Corning booth. And then Wednesday, we have some interesting events. We have the Women in Composites Lunch, which is a tradition where we have 60 or 70, you know, women from the composites industry come to the booth for lunch. Of course, we have our coffee hour at 3 o'clock or 4 or 3 o'clock. And then we have Startup Booster Awards and the Startup Booster in general. But then on Thursday, as you said, I'm going to appear on a panel about Beyond Boundaries with the Women in Composites group. And I feel super honored because, I mean, basically, I think I'm the only guy that's on stage, and it's really talking about allyship and how we should be supporting each other within this industry to make it better. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm also partially dreading it as well, but apart from that, it should be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm back now. You're partially dragging it?
I'm dreading it because I think, you know, Marcy Offner is running it, and she said, Chris, yeah, are you prepared to attend? And I said, yes. She said, are you prepared to answer any question? I said, I'm prepared to answer any question. So she said,
okay.
Get ready.
Okay, so get ready for any question.
It's going to be an interesting event. So I think, let's see how this goes.
So, community, if you want to watch live the first time when Chris is speechless, I think you need to be at this stage presentation.
Shocked and speechless. Yeah, so I think
shocked and speechless. Woman in Composites. Marcy did a great job, and she has also registered this now as an official association. She has now, I think, over 400 members already. So any women that is in the composites industry, please also contact Marcy Offner and make this a big movement. I love it. We need more diversity. We need more inclusion. We need everything in composites because this is an innovation-driven industry. And as you see, very relatable industry. Now we have the inventor of fiberglass here with us. You know, they're really relatable people, nice and fine people. Like Chris. And Chris, I will also podcast you at your booth at the Champs-Élysées, they call it, in Paris, the internal designation of the street where you are. Tell me about your booth. It's a large booth again, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, what we try to do is we have a large booth. It's the same location as always. The structure we have is we spend a lot of time focusing on meeting space to kind of sit down and talk to our customers. We have air conditioned meeting rooms and all this sort of stuff. So it's a super conducive place to actually talk to our customers. And I think this year we'll be highlighting some kind of key themes on the show. Of course, we'll be highlighting sustainability, but I think also we'll be highlighting the partnerships that we're building within this space around sustainability. So you'll see output from work with SABIC, from Audi. You'll see work around the hydrogen work that we're doing in terms of, you know, now we're running our furnace in France on hydrogen. So you can see this impact of essentially totally decarbonizing the glass fiber production in France and how we actually bring that into our sustainable loop production to actually give us all kinds of interesting opportunities. You know, so I think really for us, it's about highlighting, okay, the products we have, it's highlighting the partnerships we're developing. And also for us, we highlight the fact that we are you know, we're the local partner. I mean, we produce in 12 countries around the world, you know, so really our model is not produce in one location and ship everywhere. It's produce in the country where people use it and partner locally to help people innovate and deliver solutions for their industry. And really, that's the point that we're trying to push on with how we arrange the stand and how we actually kind of configure the stand and the kind of stories we put. It'll be cool. I mean, just walk down the Champs-Élysées. It's the big black stand. It'll be easy. It's black and green, right?
Black and green. Okay.
You know, come on Tuesday afternoon. Our cocktail event is world famous, and we've got some very special cocktails this year.
Yeah. What time does it start, the drinks?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. So community, make sure at 3 o'clock I will be there too. I will be wearing a green jacket, Chris.
That's good. Green is the new color. So what will
green is the new color. But green, we cannot say more than green is the new color. It's also green. The color of Jack, of course. Yeah. So, and it's the color of green and sustainability. Just very short, Chris. In a few sentences, for those who are maybe not so aware and iterate on Sustainer, just explain us the concept of Sustainer. And yeah. I mean the final stage of Sustainer.
Yeah, I mean for me it's pretty simple, right? I mean, if you look at what we as an industry provide, we provide high performance materials, we provide modulus, we provide strength. And really the key point is we've got to figure out how to drive circularity into the industry, but maintain the delivery of those performance features. You know, so the idea of Sustainer is, okay, we're not mechanically recycling. We're literally putting the material back in the furnace, which enables us to produce product that has the same performance as prime glass fiber. And really, it's kind of building the capability to drive circularity into the industry while maintaining the performance that the industry has to have, and also stopping people having to requalify stuff. So, I mean, that's the idea of Sustainer. I mean, we've basically started in France. We'll look to expand it into different locations. And then really this question of, okay, there's the remelt, but then there's also using things like hydrogen to actually remelt and actually significantly reduce the embodied carbon. I mean, for me, it's the future of the industry. I mean, we in some respects, we have to stop digging sand and clay out of the ground, and we've got an enormous amount of material that we can recycle. So we have to build circularity, and this is the first step on the journey to circularity. Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Chris, for the invitation to your reception drink. And also, I will come back to you with a community question later on. Please check the community question meanwhile. And now I'll take Roberto into the picture from Italy.
Roberto works for Owens Corning. That's great.
Yeah, sponsored and works for Owens Corning. Everyone knows the fiberglass inventor, right, Roberto? So, Chris, I will remove you now. See you later. Yeah, always fun with Chris, isn't it,
Roberto? Yeah.
But I have one for you, Yusia. You are my Yusia president. I am lucky to have you here because you are 2 times president. Yusia and ASSO Compositing.
That's true, Ikai.
That's true. And heartfelt congratulations, Roberto, because you have been re-elected as president on Yusia just recently. And Yusia is also now 60 years old, so we celebrated this on the 4th of December. And the movement is going on. For our community, like Eric said, you launched last year the European Composites Circular Composites Alliance at Jack World. I remember this was just before the official start date of Jack World, the Tuesday, the first day, like 8:30. I had to rush in to get this news. And
you are right.
yes, and it was really fantastic.
You were eager to do it.
Yes. So, Roberto, for our community, just in a few words, what is the ECCA?
Yeah. So the as you say, the European Circular Composites Alliance was launched at JC 2025 as a voluntary industrial alliance. The participation to the alliance is free of charge thanks to the support of JC, and signatories commit to advance circularity of composite materials. The idea is to bring together all stakeholders with the objective of speaking with one voice to the external world and drive collective actions on circularity of composite materials. Yusha has a dedicated team to support this ambitious goal of the Alliance, so you will not be alone in this task. And we decided to split the Alliance, which counts now more than 200 members. 200 companies applied to be part of the Alliance in five working groups that are meeting regularly since last June. We already had our first General Assembly last December to agree on the general scopes and objectives. And we expect to have the first deliverables in writing, which is very important, next July. And then the second General Assembly will take place December the 3rd in Brussels. But I guess you can find more information on the activities and on how to apply to the Alliance if you're interested in support this effort on our website, www.yusha.eu.
Very good, very good. So the ECCA signature is now over 200.
Over 200, yeah.
Yes, over 200.
That's impressive. So in a few months, we were able
in
to...
In a few months, yeah. 200. And of course, we want many, many more. This industry is multi-billion of worth. There are thousands of market players. I think worldwide, maybe in excess of 100, 200,000 companies involved in composites. I'm not. I don't want to dream, but the portion is way bigger. Of course, we concentrate here on Europe, but you know, this can be a global scale together. Now, what interests me, Roberto, is I've listened to Mr. Soro and Linos at the General Assembly. Those are policy offers, or DG. Grow, the Directorate General, and DG Mare. So how is your relationship with the European Commission, and what is their role in this whole format?
Well, I should first of all say that the European Commission is not officially supporting the ECCA, which is a private initiative. And the good with it is that we will have freedom of decision and speed in our activities. But we are not running alone. We have been sharing objectives and best practices with DG Grow in the months preceding the launch of the Alliance. By the way, with the SUM unit, which was in charge of the Circular Plastics Alliance. So we are in contact with them, and we hold regular meetings with DG Grow, DG Environment, and DG Mare, as you mentioned. And we are also continuously monitoring key initiatives that are taking place in the Commission. I would like to mention the new ELV regulation, the End of Life of Vehicles regulation. We have been running a collective action in the past few months together with other associations in Europe, and we were very successful in making sure that composite materials are fairly treated in this ELV regulation. So we are very proud of these results. We are monitoring the Circular Economy Act, which is in a public inquiry at the moment. So the Commission is collecting observation from all over Europe. And of course, we look forward for the Material Passport regulation, which we think is essential for the success of the circular economy in composite materials. So there are a lot of topics at the moment, and we work in cooperation with the EU Commission on those topics.
All right. So, ECCA, there will be also a circular village, like Eric mentioned. Circularity is an important topic for JEC this year. Can you run us through what is planned with the JEC world? What is your presence there with UCIA?
Sure. Sure. We will have, as usual, a booth in Hall 6, located at M119. And we will also have, thanks to the support of Eric, a pod in the Circularity and Sustainability Village. So we would like to thank personally Eric for the continuous support in this initiative. And let me change my hat. I would also like to mention that we will have a very large Italian pavilion in Hall 5, D79, which is bigger than ever. We have been organizing Italian pavilions since many years, and now we achieved the impressive 430 square meters with 37 exhibitors, ranging from raw material services, startups, and manufacturers. So it's a very impressive participation to JC World this year. And I would also like to mention the JEC Forum Italy, which will take place next year for the third time, would be the third edition, which is co-organized by JC and Asso Compositi. And it will be in Torino in collaboration with the Aerospace Cluster. So a lot of activities this year and the next.
Yeah, keeps you busy. And now I changed also the logo in on top of your head to read Asso Compositi. Yes.
Yeah.
Roberto, do you have a number for me? You know, I'm a numbers guy. How many Italian exhibitors you have at JEC World? Do you have a number? Or just rough?
I don't know. This is probably a question for Eric.
Usually
the participation of Italian companies is one.
Is huge. It's big. Italy is really at the forefront. Yeah. So looking forward then to JEC Forum Italy also. Roberto, thank you so much for all the work and your passion and your relentlessness. I know these things take time, and you manage the working groups you are really a leader for me. You have a leadership role in this. Thank you so much.
I have a wonderful team. We are hardworking people in the
Yes, U.S. I know. You never move alone.
All the team for the hard work.
Thank you so much, Roberto, and speak to you later. So then, Hannah, please prepare for the stage. After this short break. No, I can't find it. Let's take her inside. And Roberto, I take you out. So Hannah, I will unmute you. Or you have to unmute yourself. Yeah. It's not working. Okay, that's strange. For some reason, Hannah remains muted. Hannah, I think the best is you log out, log in again. And I'll move in the meanwhile to Alexander.
Ilkay,
Alexander,
hi.
Alexander is already unmuted. Alexander, so... have you survived Fasching? Last week was Fasching in your area. Ausnahmezustand, we said, yeah?
Carnival. First of all, you have to switch from Bavarian to North Rhine-Westphalia. We don't.
Which I gladly do. I love North Rhine-Westphalia.
Carnival.
Carnival. You have Carnival. Yeah, we have Fasching, you have Carnival. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
cultural differences.
We are happy that we got it, yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about your appearance at JEC World. So you decided to be a first-time exhibitor at JEC World. Yeah. I know Alexander from actually a different industry. I know Alexander from the converting industry. So my greetings to the Converting Summit, Nina and Martin, where I get Alexander to know. And we saw there is a huge synergy between the lines you make in the converting. And you do these lines actually for the composite industry, prepreg lines, yeah? So you decided for the first time the JEC World. How come?
Yeah, as you said, we are building coating and laminating lines and impregnation lines at GHT for at least 25 years. And we also, next to the converting industry, we work for the composite industry for more than 15 years and build those lines. And now it is high time to show the world that we are doing that. And what could be a better place to show it than the GAC, the JEC World in Paris? And then we decided to do it on the JEC World. And we need to find a place on that big show where we can really increase our visibility. And for that, we contact Silke Kraning from NRW Global Business and had the opportunity to get part of the North Rhine-Westphalia Pavilion in Hall 5 at booth F73. And it's such a huge booth. You're looking for numbers. We have a booth 24 by 15 meters roundabout where we can show the companies located in that pavilion what they are doing. And we are very, very happy to be on the, let's say, on the southwest side of that pavilion and show the world what we are doing with impregnation lines.
So you have a graphic on your right hand shoulder on the top in your virtual background. I don't yes. know whether you yourself see it or not. Run us through the USP you are having there, because I found that interesting.
This is for us, we decided to get the easiest way to do a pick to coat. So we developed some machine parts, pictos, and so we can show our customers, our visitors on the booth, what we can do. You see an unwinder on the right side, on the beginning of the wet pass. After the wet pass, you can see an in-feed station where we move the material to the coating head. The coating head on the right top of that picto, you can see is in this case the comma bar coating head on the jack or on the prepreg. Industry we are working for, it's mostly an impregnation system where we have a dip pen and with a very high precising squeezing rolls, and then after impregnating the fabrics, we go through a dryer, and then we have to inspect it and we have to rewind it. And this is what you can see on that pick to coat. And if you visit us on our booth, we have a quite big display where we bring life to this pictocode. We have that pictocode in the back of our stand, and then you can see from the picto going up to a real machine, filling it with pictures where you can see the machine. And as the machines are normally big, it is really great. We cannot bring it on the pavilion, but we have a 3D printed module of the unwinder, which you can see in our stand and which we can have a look at with our guests, with our partners, with our customers. And this is what we can show to make our work a little bit more live, a little bit more showable. This is the aim issue of that, what we're doing with that picture code.
Yeah, I totally relate. You cannot build such a machine on an exhibition floor. Because those are filling halls, yeah, so yeah. Big they are. So it's really a huge thing. So if I compare this with a car configurator, would that be a good analogy?
Yeah, it's a quite good analogy to get a first real quick impression of that for us and for the customer, which is the line you need. Yeah, which is the machine, which is the main part of the machine. Where do we have to look at? Is it the rewind? Is it the special wet pass, the sensitive wet pass when we have very thin materials which we are impregnating? Is it the highly precise coating head which we are able to run with tolerances more than or less than 1 micron, 1/1000th millimeter? And is it the efficient drying, sustainability? We heard it before. We have a drying system which uses the exhaust air to heat up the new air and stuff. So yeah, it is a machine that needs energy, but the energy efficiency of those machines is really, really important and it's getting more and more important in these times. And there we look at and we can build this first impression with a pick to coat. And if customers is interested, we can go in details and build it at the end. Yeah. More in detail and come to the point that we have a stable process at the line.
All right. Now you're the first time exhibitor, Alexander. Let me ask you then my final question. At the end of the 3 days, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, how will you measure success for JRT, your first Jack World experience? How will you measure it?
How do you measure your success on a fair? You look at the leads, having good leads. Yeah. The question is how many beer I drink with partners and customers. So because having a beer afterwards, it's also a good talk. It's also networking, and we are networkers. And in this case, Ilka, we shouldn't forget that on the booth, we are with our networking partner, NST, and who is a STEM tech, Udo Tönnesen, my electrical partner, is also with me. He can give information about all the things, about the PLC, about the drives and stuff like this. And yeah, at the end, we measure it, how many matchmaking, how many contacts we could create on this fair, and see how many projects we can get out of this contact. But a good fair is a fair where we have very much good contacts and good leads and good ideas where we can work on together with our customer. This is how we measure our success on that fair.
So regarding the drinks, as you've heard today from Composites UK, they have beer, English beer. With Chris, you got cocktails. That cocktail side. North Rhine-Westphalia basically has the Alt or the Kölsch beer maybe on the booth. We will see. One of both or both of them. So I think we are covered with the drinks. And then I wish you all the best and good luck with the leads generation. And I'm absolutely sure this will be taking place. Thank you, Alexander, for being part of our show.
Thank you, Ilka. And be aware that we have not only a professional stand design, we also have a really excellent service for our guests and for us.
Yes. So let me try then, Hannah, one more time.
I'm here, Ilka.
now you are back. Now you are back. Yes. In the pre-live check, everything worked fine. Then Google suddenly decided not to let you on.
It did, but no, I'm all good now. So delighted to speak to you today.
Well, very good, very good. Hannah, so PRF is an outstanding firm for me in that you are also a huge supporter of Composites UK, a huge supporter when it comes to demonstrating the composite industry. I was very, impressed by the capabilities, the production capabilities. And I have to tell you, community, Robert, the managing director of PRF, Hannah, can we say how old he is or not?
He's over 70.
Let's leave 70. Let's leave it with this. But Robert, he wraps up his sleeves and he will finish the parts. He will press the parts. He's the managing director of a multi-million sales company. And I'm really impressed by that, Hannah. Yeah. So give my regards to Robert.
I will. He loves what he does. And that's what he says whenever anybody says about his age. He says, well, I why would I want to stop? It's a brilliant industry. It's such a joy and a benefit to have in your life.
Yes. So, Hannah, you will be at Jack World yourself as well on the first 2 days.
And the first time I've been back to Jack in quite a while, because I've been growing my small family. So I haven't been to Jack since 2016. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, okay. That's a long time. You will be amazed how it changed. So 2016, I'm not sure, was that still, was that in Port Versailles maybe, the other place, or has it already moved to Wilton?
No, I think I'm right in saying it had already moved. Yes,
it had already moved. Okay.
Yes, I think so it had.
Vincent and Robert knows we are now in Wilton. That's cool. That's cool to know. Fun fact. Faster, better, more cost efficient, more sustainable manufacturing. Tell us more about the campaign you are running right now as a marketing director.
Sure. So this came from a presentation that we did at Advanced Engineering last year. And we're looking at, as Chris pointed out, that we can't compromise performance and we can't compromise where materials are already qualified. You know, it's necessary for the industry in terms of progress to maintain a smoothness as much as possible. So looking at it from that way, and Robert is very, very keen and has been keen on this for the past decade. He's been talking about this industrialization, which sounds like a very dirty word, but it is when looking at it in terms of speed and productivity and energy per part, it actually goes hand in hand with sustainability. So our product development for our prepreg manufacturing and our innovation, we have been looking at no compromise on performance, traditional materials, but what can we develop now to improve sustainability from a circularity point of view, and also to look at manufacturability, making materials that speed up the processing lifespan. So not just cure cycles, but absolutely express cure cycles, but also looking at things like our new RP5365, which is a 1 year out life at 20 degrees C for material stability and flexibility of material chains. It's these things that are really key for pushing the industry forward into end applications that are currently looking at other material technologies rather than composites. So that's really where we are focusing, and we're innovating from that point of view. So as I said, our long out life, our recycled products, our express cure products are all coming from that philosophy.
Community, I have to shortly explain you the concept of our live stream today. So we are moving basically from the top to really the operational side. And composites had already this notion that composites is a complex process, a slow process. Tech times are too slow. That's why the automotive industry doesn't pick up on it. And PRF has really, you know, broke the barrier of speed and the tech times. And, you know, the production is so much easier now with all these systems. And I really recommend you guys have a stop at Hannah's booth, at PRF's booth. Hannah, where is your booth? One more time.
We're in Hall 5, E57
in Hall 5. Will you have a demo zone at all? Will you demonstrate also something on Jack World? I'm not remembering we had demonstration in 2025. Anything planned for this year?
No, we won't be demoing because I almost had my hair fall out after trying to demo at Advanced Engineering Ilkay. I need a break for 6 months at least on trying to do live demos in an exhibition hall. But we will certainly have components made from the recycled repreg, made from our Express Cure. And we're also bringing the very wonderful tool, the Qtool Recycle tool that was at Advanced Engineering Beautiful. Beautiful tool that was made by Trueform Composites for us with the Qtool Recycle material.
Yeah, maybe I can address the question of the hassle of demoing with Eric later. Maybe Eric, you can prepare backstage. I can understand fire protection, electrical things can stand in the way. And I'll take Eric now shortly into the picture. Eric, how difficult is it at Jack World to, you know, make all these pre-organization?
Well, yeah, of course, the live demo area that we introduced last year, a few years ago, is a challenge in itself when solving all the regulations and the issues, as well as having a tribune so that the spectators, the participant, can watch what's going on, to have a video coverage of it and sound and so on. So everybody knows that this kind of demos, and I think Hannah, you know what, it's challenging. But on the other side, I think it's important to show how live manufacturing can happen. And there is so much interest, not only at the live demo, but also when a machine is working, an equipment is working on a booth, it attracts a lot of questions, interest, and so on. And that makes also the overall experience much better than simply a picture or a website experience. I mean, you are in the process, you see how it works, and that's the magic of live demos at the show.
I think, Hannah, 2027, let's try.
Yes,
I totally relate to you, but I would recommend that's what Eric says, making this visible to people, and then seeing Robert doing these performances is fantastic. Okay, Hannah, then my last question to you. Do you have this RP53? I have to read this to say it. But RP5365, do you have an information about this circularity gains? What's the concept there?
So the idea was pretty simple, really. And I think sometimes we look at innovation from a very dramatic point of view. And actually, we can get a lot of gains by sometimes looking at the mundane of our materials and technologies. So the idea was simply, if we can extend out life significantly, then there are a number of immediate circularity gains and sustainability gains. So removal of refrigerated transport, removal of refrigeration in storage. So not only energy consumption, but lowering fluorocarbon emissions. And then more than that, there is a stability and reliability of the material that comes into play when we're looking at high volume manufacturing and industrialization. So I think, and then another aspect of circularity again is waste. So by extending the out life significantly, we are reducing the probability that materials will be past their out life before they've been used. So we're limiting waste again. So it's not a small thing. This product was in development for 2 years and testing for 1 year. So it's not a small thing. But when you're just thinking, oh, actually out life, it sounds mundane, but the gains are significant.
Absolutely, absolutely. Community, so you see with Hannah, she's the marketing director of PRF, and you see how deeply she is rooted into the product features and the benefits. And that's why I love having marketing directors and salespeople connect with each other, talking about the case studies, talking about the products, and then really present this to the public. I will have Hannah and certain other ladies in that case in a private panel at Jack World on my corner booth. At this stage, please know that the Jack TV studio in Hall 5, H142, is available for you guys to watch the live acts there. And we have a corner booth there, and I will conduct some tests and panels there, some interviews also. And also we will do that, of course, again on the show floor. And Hannah will be in the panel, and we will be talking about marketing and sales function, and how does the marketing function in composites, you know, can be optimized. Let's say it a bit in a diplomatic way. The panel will be a more provocative title later on, but I'm really happy to have Hannah in my panel, and let's talk about sales and marketing function in composites. Thank you, Hannah.
Really looking forward.
All my regards to Vincent and Robert, Mike, and all your stuff over there. Looking forward to meet you at Jack.
Lovely to speak today, Ilkay.
So let's then move to our final round here with Gabriele and Tommaso out of Milano, Italy. Ciao.
Ciao. Hello, everybody. Thank you, Kai.
Tommaso, you are still muted. If you can unmute yourself. Now it's there. Yes. So for some reason, I cannot hear Tommaso. Can you hear him, Gabriele? Hello, hello.
So
maybe use Gabriele's microphone. Yes.
Okay. I guess we can join from the same perspective.
Yes, let's do it this way. Yes.
Okay.
And I'll take this out. Yeah. thank you guys for being part of my show. I visited you already at Formnext last year at this additive manufacturing show, and I was truly impressed by this 10 tons machine, the robot that we will be talking about. But let's go first before we talk about your technology, your innovation. So you are in a partnership with Bellotti at JackWorld. Just explain us your relationship with Bellotti and what you will be doing at the conference stage.
So basically, thanks to this collaboration, the entire range of Bellotti machining center, the gantry system, will be natively be available with Moi technology. It's a partnership we entitled Bellotti Powered by Moi. So we make available our technology not only on robotic platform, but also on CNC machine. That means the part can be printed and milled on the same area, on the same production floor.
In a few words, Tommaso, if you need to explain your innovation, pitch it, 30 seconds, very fast. What problem do you solve?
Well, I guess we solve the problems of lack of integration, real integration between all the systems that make up for additive manufacturing, which is hardware, software, and materials. So this is basically our core value proposition, to join these within a single unified design of a technology framework. And this is actually the reason why this Bellotti partnership and the integration on machining centers is the logical next step for this technology to increase its adoption.
Okay, wonderful. So anyone who wants to see the technology, I've made a coverage of their booth in Frankfurt. It was like 18, 20, no, it was even more than 20 minutes, so two episodes. Have a look at it and be impressed what innovation came out of Italy on this one. Now, Gabriele, now watching this is probably not the possibility at JackWorld, but what can customers or interested parties see on Bellotti's booth?
So yeah, of course, visitor will have the chance to see the first release of this new machine we decided to launch at the JC. As an example of this Bellotti machining center powered by Moi. Of course, during the exhibition, we will run the live printing demonstration. So every day we will we'll start a new print, so people can follow the process step by step and understand how the technology works on a real production environment. Of course, alongside the machine, we'll also present some application. So, for example, large 3D printed jigs or molds for lamination, where our thermoset printed part can be used as a starting part for the machining. We will also display some finishing components, one, for example, in the marine sector, that help us to demonstrate how the technology can be used not only for the tooling, but also as a geometric base, let's say, for the production of the final products. So basically, we would like visitor to experience not only the machine, not only just the printed object, but we would like to go through a coherent production logic. So they will have also the opportunity to learn more about the materials, the technology capabilities, including, for example, the printing strategies and what differ from traditional 3D printer. And we will also have the opportunity to to describe in deep this kind of partnership and this technology on the Agora stage, where Tommaso and Alberto Riganti from Bellotti will have a presentation.
So community, just to put this into perspective, so now you're hearing 3D production, additive manufacturing, but this is pure composite because they have a short fiber and a long fiber version. Tommaso, what is the difference between the short fiber and the long fiber version just for our community?
Well, I would say other than fiber morphology is the actual performance that we actually can gain from the printed component. The short fiber technology is built as an additive manufacturing process, delivering high speed, high throughput, geometry construction potential. So something that perhaps has a lower structurality, but prints fast, has a adequate precision. It's intended for large format printing. The continuous fiber technology is something that is still in its development. It's promising, it's giving some interesting results, and it's unlocking a new landscape for 3D printed composite performance, mechanically speaking, thermally speaking. So I would say the difference resides in the hardware that we use to process the two different materials and the ultimate performance that we can get from our prints. So in the case of short fiber reinforcement, we're working mostly on flexural and stability, for instance, for machining routes, whereas for the continuous fiber, we're looking at the printed component performance directly.
All right. Thank you so much, Tommaso. Thank you so much, Gabriele, for my community. A last information. So Moi Composites had been granted a huge grant by the Horizon Europe program. I don't know, Gabriele, if we can go too into the detail. Don't need to. But there's a, if the European Commission gives you a grant in the composite industry, and if you are a young company like Moi Composites is, please make sure that your pitch and your slides and presentation is working, and then it's really possible to get a huge substantial grant. And I took Moi Composites today in this live stream particularly for our young new generation of new SMEs that probably have a brilliant idea. And they need funding and grants. And Moi Composites succeeded with that. And it's really a role model in that.
Thank you very much, Victor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So now let's go into our last round. I will add now Eric one more time. And Roberto. So all who are still here. And Chris. And my final round is, first of all, thank you all of you for your contributions. Your valuable contributions that gave us a very different look at the Jack world. So we had, as I mentioned, we moved from the bird view to the leadership view, to the pavilions, to the associations, the industry, and the innovators. So this was the role of our presentation today. And, visitors, please come and see these people. Come and let you inspire on the conference stages. There's so much to see. I mean, there are, 1,500 exhibitors. We cannot get them all into. In fact, we have a limit of 12 participants here on the backstage. As you see right now, we are maxing out here. Thank you so much one more time. And my final round would be your final call to action, be it for your company, be it for your presence, be it for your solutions. Each one of you, please, one call to action. We start one more time with Gabriele, and then we just go clockwise.
We, of course, invite everyone to Hall 6, G61.
All right. And your stage presentation.
Of course.
Yes. Eric.
First of all, as Malcolm has left us, I would like to do like he did. So bring the enthusiasm with you, bring the energy, and prepare your visit. We are waiting for you, all of you, and we prepare you a great experience.
I'm absolutely sure. Jack always delivers on this. Roberto.
Yeah, well, what I feel in this meeting and also in general in the community is that there is a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of energy around our wonderful material. So let's continue like that and let's join forces and speak with one voice toward the external world.
Thank you so much. Anna.
I would say come ready to discuss ideas, because there's a wonderful thing about being in a show, and that generates a kind of excitement, enthusiasm, or innovation, which is perfect for our industry.
All right, thank you, Hannah. Alexander.
Yeah, Ilkay, our community, if you are curious to learn more about our impregnation line for pre-prex, feel free to visit us, Hall 5, Booth F73. And the beer is also cold.
Yes, Astrid.
Please come and see us in Hall 5 at the Jack. See the Bavarian companies. Have a chat with me. I'm happy to see you.
All right. And last but not least, Chris. Chris, can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
I mean, what I would say is, I mean, JC is a wonderful window to the composites industry. So I think come to JC, see the industry, see all parts of the value chain, and find a way to connect with what really makes sense and what opportunities there are for future growth. So come and enjoy it.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. So it's time to wrap this up. Dear community, thank you for joining us, be it live or you will now watch this on replay as many times as you want. You can, if this is now 1.5 hours, obviously it's a long time. You can do it twice the speed when you watch the replay. You can jump on the timestamps. This will be also available on YouTube and also soon as an audio podcast. Said that, there will be a short outro now to end this. One more time, thank you to our panelists, and see you all at Jack World. How do we connect you with the stories within the composites and sustainable materials industry? We are on the ground to find the facts, and we examine big innovative ideas. To this end, we have launched the Composites Launch Engineering Talks. What is the Composites Launch Engineering Talks? That is abbreviated by CLET. The CLET is an online format where we are streaming live on LinkedIn, YouTube, and recording the panels for your favorite podcast station. Within the CLET, we are giving you a slot and your seat in a panel where we are talking about the entire value chain within the composites industry, from raw material to the end use. We have raw materials, substrates, and components supplying to OEMs covered in that panel discussion. From our online studios in Germany, we cover events and corporates from France, Italy, UK, Central Europe, and many more European regions. Stay informed, stay connected, stay inspired. Join us for creating sustainable value.
With Composites 360 on Tour, Composites Lounge Engineering Talks, and Composites Lounge End User Panels hosted by Ilkay Özbizoğlu. Weekly on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred podcasts.